Welcome to the Sleepy Pig Social Media Management Podcast. I'm so excited you're here. Let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so first things first is I would highly recommend doing sales throughout December. I know this can be a little bit difficult. Again, if you have to compensate for this in some way, everybody's going to be running sales throughout September for that last minute sort of sales push. If you want to keep up, I would highly recommend doing a sale. My suggested sales would be before Christmas, but before your last chance cutoff date. I would also make sure to make it very evident of when your last day to order is, because I think there's going to be a lot more last minute purchasers this year because everyone's head has just been somewhere else. I would also do a deal the week of Christmas. This will help you get rid of any Christmas inventory. And even if that is after your last chance cutoff date, that is fine. You still just want to get that sort of Christmas stuff out. Just make it very clear to people that it will appear on X date, which may be after Christmas. I also have no doubt that although parties are being discouraged against, at least where I am, people will still be having holiday parties after Christmas just to keep the numbers down. I know that I personally have certain family members that don't want to get together with everybody. So we're just doing like small things with each different family and going about doing Christmas that way. So we're having a lot of mini celebrations. So I wouldn't be afraid to do this. There's definitely people that will probably have something going on Christmas related shortly after Christmas. Going on to New Year's, I would definitely say that, you know, do a sale for New Year's to push New Year's resolutions. I think that that is going to be huge this year with everyone not being able to achieve the goals that they wanted from last year, things like that. But of course, keeping them very positive and trying to keep them as unique as possible, because of course, exercise as a New Year's resolution can get old pretty fast. The next sort of thing that I did want to talk about is platforms. So I wouldn't necessarily hop on a platform right now as sort of a marketing tactic, because all of the platforms are extremely, extremely saturated. And I would say, if I were you, I would really put a lot more focus into the platforms that you are already performing well on. So for instance, you know, say that you have a ton of engagement on Instagram. That's where you believe most of your sales are coming from. If you need to, you can set it up where all of your Instagram posts will go to Facebook. Now, that isn't recommended just because all of those hashtags then get posted to Facebook, things like that. However, if you need to make it so you up your posting on Instagram, just to keep up with the saturation or different things like that, you're just running out of time, I would highly recommend looking into focusing and honing in the platforms that you know are successful. Now, in terms of advertising, so ads are expected to get the highest cost per result, basically ever, just because of everything going on and everybody advertising on social media. So I wanted to give other options. While I'm always going to recommend doing conversion ads on Facebook and Instagram. I can't necessarily guarantee that they're going to be cost effective for some people. So some other things that maybe I would consider is if you're already getting a little bit of website traffic, maybe do Google AdWords, or even try Pinterest. Pinterest allows you to still do conversions, but it is a underutilized platform, in my opinion. I would also go to say, you know, maybe if you have not been posting on Pinterest, if I were to recommend you jump on another platform at this point, I would say it would be Pinterest. I would also say maybe consider doing Twitter ads. I am never really a huge fan of Twitter ads, but with Fleets and all the other platforms just being so saturated, it's definitely something that might be worth considering. The other platform for ads is TikTok. Again, I wouldn't necessarily recommend you jumping on TikTok this late in the game, especially if you're finding success in other platforms. Maybe that is a great New Year's resolution for you. I think I mean, being on TikTok is going to be fantastic. However, I know I just want to make sure that everything is going to be worth your time. And I'm expecting TikTok with people being out of school, things like that, to just be extremely oversaturated. However, that being said, if you are already on TikTok, actually, I don't even think you need necessarily, I think you need an account, but you don't have to be posting to it regularly to run TikTok ads. I think that these are a little bit more expensive, but if that is your audience, or you personally know that your audience is on TikTok, again, I would highly recommend that. I'm not sure what the stats are for conversions, but in my opinion, it's going to be less saturated than Facebook and Instagram. Now, the next thing that I'm going to kind of suggest is going to be more content related. So the first thing is I've seen people do this actually for network marketing, which I don't 100% agree with, but you do you, girl. I'm not gonna get into that. I've seen these ladies do like where they are selling things via Facebook Live, or they're like live opening these oysters that have pearls in them, things like that. If you can find the chance to get on a Facebook Live, even if it's just to tour your store or maybe just do an announcement for the day, that Facebook Live does send out a notification to every single follower of your page to let them know that you are going live. Obviously, this is really essential right now because it's directly letting your audience know that you are actively doing something. And when you post, your audience doesn't necessarily get a notification. So having a notification and knowing that it's going directly to your audience's mailbox or notification bar is really powerful, especially right now. So that is something that I would go ahead and recommend. Even maybe do it frequently if you can. And then of course, on top of Facebook Live, there's also Instagram Live, things like that. Maybe Twitter will come out with a Twitter Live now that they have Fleets. I don't know how I feel about that. Whatever. Jumping over to the next sort of idea is to set up events, possibly. Again, this is sort of hit or miss. I think that events are a good idea because they're going to send your audience consistent notifications about said event. That being said, I would never do more than one event. And then if you were to do an event, this also comes up where if you don't have an audience that is going to immediately join, then you will have to run an ad to get an audience. However, that is a different type of ad than conversion ads, store catalog ads, website traffic ads, things like that. So you might have an edge there. But if you already do have an audience, again, events are a great way to speak directly to them, if you don't necessarily want to do a group. Now, jumping over again, if you do have a Facebook group, now is the time to utilize it, especially for all of the sales that you have coming up, business updates, things like that. Really, guys, utilize that Facebook group. That is a group of your target audience that you know is going to be notified when you or someone else posts if a post is getting a lot of traction, things like that. So definitely make sure that you are going ahead and utilizing this. Now, the next thing, I'm pretty sure I mentioned this before, but this season, stories are going to be so important. But I want to take a step back from stories and even talk about Snapchat for a second. So I think that Snapchat has been a sort of forgotten about platform. And because of that, I think it's going to be really essential to utilize it. Again, if you already have a Snapchat, I would highly recommend already having a Snapchat to really implement this because it means you typically probably already have followers. Snapchat, you know that your audience is going to see your information on that little story feed because there's just fewer stories to be seen. Typically, people don't have hundreds and hundreds of people that they are following on Snapchat. So if you have a Snapchat in the past and maybe you just haven't been utilizing it, now is definitely the time. You can also look into Snapchat advertising. Again, sort of like TikTok, I'm not 100% on the turnaround or cost per result for that, but it is expected to be a lesser utilized platform right now. Going on to more generalized stories. So this would be stories for Instagram, Facebook, and now Twitter. Stories are definitely going to be, I guess, something that's going to set you apart. Hopefully. Although I am going to say stories are going to be very saturated if you haven't already noticed that. But your story is more likely to be seen than your news feed posts, especially right now. People want that quick flip through of content. I would highly recommend sharing almost everything possible that is relevant onto your story. And if you also wanted to do Facebook stories really easily, Facebook stories are not used often. However, they do appear at the top of literally every single user's feed when they first log in or open the app or visit the desktop version. So this is going to be really, really essential. I know that nobody wants to use Facebook stories because it just seems redundant, but there is a way you can just go in and check a box that says post all of your Instagram stories to Facebook. Guys, please, please, please do this. It's just another platform to have covered, and you would be surprised at the amount of people that I have viewing Facebook stories, truly. So, just something to keep in the back of your mind there. And then, of course, Twitter stories. Oh my goodness. Twitter stories is really getting more traction than I thought it would in terms of use. I don't know how many people are viewing it just because, again, it is Twitter, it is new. It's not necessarily in your automatic, I guess, not the first thing you do when you jump on Twitter, if that makes sense. But a lot of people are usually utilizing it, so I would highly recommend utilizing it if possible. But I know what a lot of brands are not on Twitter, so if you're not already on Twitter, I would say just forget about it and focus on where you are now. And again, I think that we can start posting similar content as Instagram and Facebook stories over on Twitter stories. Maybe less graphics, though. I think Twitter is a little bit more of a personalized platform. So if I were to have a specific tip, that would be my number one tip over there. But again, we can always see how things play out and maybe build a strategy later on. So on that note, I hope you guys got a lot of really good tips to sort of stay relevant in the oversaturated world of holiday marketing in 2020. Of course, if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. My email has changed. It is now Kirsten, Kerstin, at the Sleepy Pig smm.com. And then of course you can follow me on all my plat on all social media platforms except for Twitter at the Sleepy Pig smm, and send me a DM if you have any questions, need help building a strategy, or anything in between. And then I did want to mention to you guys too, I do have a freebie. This is my first ever freebie. I'm really excited about it. And you just go to the website and you click free stuff. There is a link to sign up to get a free December content posting plan. So it's just 2 to 3 posts per weekday and then one post per weekend. So Saturday and Sunday. And just like places to write it in, fill it out, and even a CSV output for those of you using Hootsuite, Falcon, other platforms that take that. And again, you'll see the deals that I talked about earlier in that calendar. And then also 15 free Canva templates. Everyone is always wanting Canva templates. So that is why I included them. And I think it was one of the major points of this. So I might just even do Canva templates, more of them in the future as a freebie. I don't know. Let me know what you think is helpful to you. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.